From NPR, it's World Cafe. Hey, I am Kaleo. And today, our Sense of Place series on Boston continues with Jonathan Brook.
I've always been a pleaser because it's easier to get along, carry on, sing or dance on before I tell you how I feel.
Brook grew up around Boston and went to Amherst College. That's where she started her first band, The Story, with Jennifer Kimball.
So much.
The duo had a unique vocal blend. Jonathan went head-to-head with the record company to defend it in the song So Much Mine.
They tried to talk me out of that weird dissonant thing, but that's what's special about me and Jennifer. And so I luckily was able to say, like, sorry, I'm not changing it.
Jonathan sits down with our executive producer, Bruce Warren, to talk about getting her music career off the ground and her breakout album, The Angel in the House. It's Jonathan Brook in an encore edition of today's World Cafe. We're just getting into our Sense of Place series on Boston, but first episode already aired. It's about the legendary venue Club Passim. You can find it at worldcafe.org. Our session with Jonathan in just a moment after Dave Matthews Band.
Happy human race. Each dream can be made.
Welcome one, welcome all. It's World Cafe. I'm Kaleo. It's another day in Beantown for our Sense of Place Boston series. Now, Sense of Place is when we visit a city or region and explore its musical past, present, and future. Today, we're looking back on an interview with singer-songwriter Jonathan Brooke. Brooke grew up around Boston before heading to Amherst College. That's where she started her first band, The Story, with Jennifer Kimball. She went solo in 94, did the major label Boogie, and eventually started her own label. In 2019, she sat down to talk with our executive producer, Bruce Warren, about getting her music career off the ground, her breakout album, The Angel in the House, and why keeping creative control was paramount. Our session kicks off with a live performance of Fire from 2019's EP Imposter. Here's Jonathan Brooke on World Cafe.
I will beg, borrow, and steal. This heat is gonna save me. FIFA misbehave me. Watch it spike. You're gonna like it, cause I'm in the ring and I'm a knockout. So watch out. Bring, bring, doo doo. Step aside, slink off and hide and dry my eyes. Don't rock the boat in the middle of the ocean, just disappear. Nobody yet drink this potion so you don't break that mirror. Invisible, dispensable, think again. I am exquisite fool. I got tricks you only wish you could pull. Secrets I had long before you got out of school. Better wise up, I'm not giving up till you see me, till you breathe me. Wise up, I'm not shutting up until you agree that I'm extraordinary. Wise up, time's up, I'm not giving up till you see me, cause you need me. Wise up, time's up, I'm not shutting up until there's a place head of the table for me. Watch it now, CC. Watch me now, CC. Bright like a diamond, bright like a diamond. 32 flavors, salty and sweet. But I'm just right, so I won, I won, I won. How I feel, I'm hot now. You know how I'm finally wise enough to make love real.
That's one of the new songs on Jonathan Brooke's EP called Imposter. It's called Fire. Your last album came out in 2016, about 3 years ago. It was called Midnight Hallelujah. And since then, I've seen you a couple times.
Yeah,
and
I remember stay away.
The last time I saw you, you were on the stage, and I was like, how you doing? What are you up to? And you said to me, I'm recording, but I'm not really sure whether I should put an album out anymore or just do some singles or an EP. You know, the landscape has changed pretty significantly since you first started out.
Yeah.
So I guess you made a decision because you put out five new songs, right?
Yeah, I just picked my favorite new songs, five favorite new songs. And I figured, well, let's just do a smaller tasting menu, see what happens. You know, maybe five's plenty. People consume music more than ever, but in very different ways than they used to.
If you can indulge us a little bit, let's go back to the beginning. First of all, 1989 was the year you and Jennifer Kimball formed The Story. So if you do the math, right, 89.
When we were 12.
99. It's 30 years.
No way.
It's 30 years. Congratulations. That's a pretty amazing thing.
You're right. It's actually 30 years. Ah!
You know, you started The Story, and then you had your solo career. For some of the listeners who only know you through your solo work, can you talk a little bit about The Story and what that was about?
Yeah. The Story was mostly a duo, but we did tour a fair amount with the band. But Jennifer Kimball and I met in college, freshman year at Amherst College, and we were both auditioning for the a cappella group there called the Sabrinas. And we were both selected because our blend was so sublime, and we were the Sabrinas in the group. And then we became fast friends and super buddies. And by the time we graduated, I had started writing songs and making up crazy vocal parts, and she was coming in with, like, hey, how about this instrument and this kalimba thing? And so we started performing around the neighborhood, and it became this thing that we really loved, and we had a very special kind of sound. I mean, we were both really drawn to dissonant harmonies and these weird cluster chords that kind of made you, like, sit up, but then we would resolve them and make you feel better, and it was just we had a thing. And so we ended up making two records on Elektra Records. So we had one called Grace and Gravity, one called The Angel in the House, and had a little great run of it. And then I took off on my own, and Jennifer took off on her own. And I saw her last year, though. She's doing great.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah.
And now it's 30 years have passed, and, you know, you're still making great music. You know, you mentioned the couple of the albums that you guys made together. 1993's Angel in the House was just from a fan's perspective, from my perspective, but mostly from your fan's perspective, was really the record that really brought you out to a wider audience. I mean, it was filled with hits, Jonathan. That was,
seriously, which is the weirdest thing, because it was like the most obtuse kind of songwriting, which was awesome about it.
Yeah, it was. But, you know, at the heart of all the songs you have written as a solo artist or with Jennifer, you know, the melodies are there. You know, one of my favorites, and I think a fan favorites, was the song At the Still Point.
Yeah.
So would you be able to play that for us?
I could, yeah. We're going to try to pull it off.
Okay.
Thanks for asking.
Hold you accountable. Knock on your door. I wouldn't take no for a ride. A month in the country, a day by your side, 2 years in the forest. Can't see the trees if you hide. Could you make me remember a piece of myself that I left winding by? It's on the dark current of love's final breeze. There at the still point, that's where I'll be. We would find hindsight at the edge of the world. Love at the end of indifference. We'd be the lovers that time couldn't forget. Distance would forge us, make us stronger in the end. And if you forgot, could I make you remember a piece of yourself you gave long ago? Drawn the tap current of love's final breeze. Yeah. There are the at the still point, at the still point, at the still point of desire, at the still point, the still point, at the still point of desire, at the still point, the still point, at the still point of month in the country, a day by your side, 2 years in the forest, decade of hopeful, a terrible leap. Yeah. When it all comes out in the wash, I will love you. I will love you. At the still point, at the still point, at the still point.
On the World Cafe, that's Jonitha Brook performing a song that she recorded when she was in the story back in 93 called At the Still Point. That song still sounds so great.
It's
and
super
performed
fun.
Performed wonderfully by your band.
Yeah, Joe Lurie on the background vocals and Sean Driscoll on guitar. Epic.
I understand you made a move to Minneapolis from the Big Apple, from New York City to Minneapolis.
Yeah, a couple years ago, my husband and I moved to Minneapolis.
Has the change of location affected your songwriting, your creativity?
I think I have a little more space to spread out. I have, have my own space on the third floor of our house, and Minneapolis is an incredible arts city. They are so generous. There's a ton of arts funding, so I was able after the first year to get a grant, which helped me make Imposter, my new EP. There are tons of clubs and great restaurants, and a small theater there helped me produce My Mother Has Four Noses, my one-woman show that I had done off-Broadway, but I was able to bring it to Minneapolis last year for a month. Actually, Sean was in that. It's been a really embracing kind of town.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's great.
Really nice.
The record cover is really interesting. Can you, since we're on the radio and many people can't, see what I'm holding up now, can you describe the album cover?
I'm naked.
And what else is going on?
Well, I had this great idea to be naked. And it was sort of based on the idea of my being cast as the emperor with no clothes and telling this story, which I do in the title song, Imposter. I sort of tell the story about, you know, being the imposter, you know, the person that thinks that everything's going great and they're stark raving naked. And so I had this idea, wouldn't that be super fun to be like that person? So I figured, how am I going to do this, first of all, because I only have $400. So basically, I borrow this massive marching big bass drum from, you know, a marching band. And then I talked a photographer into doing it for no money at all. And then we talked her neighbors and a couple of dudes on the street. And then my stepdaughter and then my best friend Bambi came. And they stood on this nondescript street in L.A. because it was, you know, December, but it was warmer in L.A. And I stood there naked with this bass drum covering all my bits and wiggles. And had these people sort of staring at me as if I were like this stark raving lunatic naked with a bass drum. And it was awesome. It was so liberal. Like, I didn't want to put my clothes back on. I sort of felt great after a while, and I sort of started enjoying it. And then the FedEx guy kept zipping by, and he'd come back again and pretend to deliver more packages. And the kids started coming home from school, and it was this very liberating thing.
It's a fun album cover.
Thank you.
Jonathan Brook is our guest today on The World Cafe. I'm Bruce Warren. I asked you to play the title song to your EP, Imposter. And I was watching a little video on your website in which you said that you had joined a song club to write songs, and this was one of the songs that came out of it.
Yeah, this is one of the first songs in Song Club. Like, each of us, every 2 weeks, we were supposed to come up with a new song, whether it sucked or not. And the idea was to get less precious about yourself and not edit and just, like, to put something down. Stop worrying about it. Just write a damn song and think later. And so we each, every 2 weeks, would come up with a title. And my title was Imposter because I already had sort of the seeds of the idea. So I thought, well, I'll get a head start. And then this is the song that came out of it. I don't know if any of you struggle with imposter syndrome, but I certainly do. And there are times when I feel like, when will this end? You know, when will I stop doubting myself? When will I ever feel like I've got it going on? And I just never do. And I guess maybe that's a good thing. And so anyway, that's why I'm the imposter in this song. But then I got to do the naked photo shoot, so it was all worth it.
Naked as a daybird, vying for the spotlight, even as I feel the rush of cold air. But no one says a word, I'm the one night stand up against the wall. I promise you I love you, but I'll never ever call. Liar, loser, just like me, keeping up the pretense, dodging our reflection so we don't see, but everyone else sees. Liar, loser, phony, no one ever says so, but I know it's true. Poser, lightweight, cheapskate, the woe is me, the wannabe. Someone better muster up the truth. Why am I the only one who's tired of pretend? My very own best saboteur, coming clean as a jungler. Liar, loser, phony. wanna wait and see. Liar, loser, phony. No one ever says so, but I know it's true. Poser, lightweight, it's late. So I'm putting on my old cheap suit. I abdicate. My reign here is through. So drop the other shoe.
That's Imposter here on the World Cafe. Our guest today is Jonathan Brook. I guess that was a bit of a breakthrough song then, personality-wise, right? Was it?
Yeah, yeah. It was really exciting to like really put myself in a whole other someone else's shoes. And I've been doing that a little bit more lately, writing for musical theater, but right. It was really fun to explore a character that deeply. Actually, Sean and I were in Denmark last fall, and they just all thought it was about Trump. Like, well, oh, good idea. Okay.
I'm going to ask you to be a little reflective here for the last question, if you need a second or two to think about. So, you know, I refer to the fact that, you know, you've been at this incredible craft for a little over 30 years now. So looking back to those early years, sort of holding changing technology off to the side, what would your now wizened self say to your younger self about the business?
Oh, wow. Be a good person, don't burn any bridges, and be kind, and write the song you have to write. There were times when I struggled with writing songs that were deeply truthful. I'm gonna get a little emotional, Bruce. Like a song called The Angel in the House was very hard to write because it was about my parents' divorce, and it was a shock to our family. At least my brothers and I had we didn't see it coming. And for 2 years I struggled with the lyric. The first line was, my mother moved the furniture when she no longer moved the man. We thought nothing of it at the time. And I thought, well, I love that line. It was a really good line, I thought, just as a writer, but as a daughter and a sister to my brothers, it was very hard to like break that bind of loyalty, and yet I'm an artist, and this is my story, and I need to tell it, and this is how I saw it. And so it took 2 years to get the guts up to record that song, and we never spoke of it. Like, my parents would be in the audience sometimes, and we didn't really discuss it, and it was what it was, and it was kind of an East Coast-y, uptight, waspy thing, way to deal with things. But I would say, really write the song you have to write, and make the records you need to make, and keep creative control at all costs, which was something that, for better or for worse, I had written into every record contract I ever made. I made the final decision on like how long Inconsolable went on at the end of the song. It's like a 7-minute song, but it's this gorgeous piano solo that kills me still to this day. And I stuck my guns, and I'm like, no, that's staying. That is where the fade will be. It's not going to be a single. What are you worried about? It's a freaking ballad. Like, all right, that's the song. That is the song. Same thing with So Much Mine. They tried to talk me out of that weird dissonant thing. So much mine, so much mine. The weird stuff in between the first two verses. And I'm like, but that's what's special about me and Jennifer. Like, that's, otherwise it's just a song. And so I luckily was able to say, like, sorry, I'm not changing it. So those things, like, stick to your in the pit of your belly, you know what the right thing is, and always trust it.
Well, thank you for continuing to stay focused on your rights as an artist. I think that's really great. So you got one more song. Can you do Twilight?
Yeah, I would love to do Twilight.
All right.
Tell me something sweet that I'll remember. Look me in the eye when twilight comes. Hold me, reminisce September, laughing as my light fades into December. We can pick a sign, a secret signal, simple by design, so we'll both know. Maybe a shooting star off Jupiter, or pennies in a wishing well, or a puppet in the rain. I love you, not perfectly, not well, but I love you. I'm leaving soon, so fairly well. I love you. Let that be the story that you tell. Maybe now's the time to ask forgiveness. I will beg for yours, and I'll leave you mine. Weaving a tapestry of things unspoken, we'll lay it down at the feet of all the promises we've broken. Yeah, take from me my best, how I adore you, and leave behind the liar and the cheat, and promise that kindness is the legacy you'll carry like a hand-me-down until we meet again. I love you, not perfectly, not well, but I love you, and I'm leaving soon, so farewell. I love you. Let that be the story that you tell. No one sees it coming. We run away, we hide away, we never say, but love keeps humming. Today, 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 I love you, not perfectly, not well, but I love you, and I'm leaving soon, so fairly well. I love you, so let that be the story that you tell. Tell me something sweet that I'll remember. Look me in the eye when twilight
comes. Thank you.
That's Twilight from our guest Jonathan Brooks today on the World Cafe. One of five excellent, excellent songs from your recent EP called Imposter. And as always, Jonathan, thanks for coming and talking to us and playing some songs for us today
on
the World
pleasure.
Cafe.
Thank you so much,
all right,
Bruce.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Thank you all.
That's Jonathan Brooks. Thanks to our executive producer, Bruce Warren, for handling the interview. We'll be back in a moment on World Cafe. Welcome back to World Cafe. I am Kaleo. Thanks again to Jonathan Brooks for sitting down with our executive producer, Bruce Warren, having that wide-ranging conversation. Jonathan is on tour in 2025, a few dates in March. I'd call it a Nordic tour, playing Sweden and Denmark, and then a few U.S. dates throughout the spring. We're checking out if you're a fan of Jonathan. Let's get back into music here on World Cafe with the Heavy Heavy. Here's Miles and Miles.
Where I think it'll come to a head. Well, you shall pass. So collect yourself and play a dying number, man. Well, you held it, you held it in your hands, but you let
Mount Joy. That is new music from the LA by way of Pennsylvania band. She Wants to Go Dancing. Coming up, a new collaboration for you in 2025 when we get back to World Cafe. Welcome back. It's World Cafe. Hey, I am Kaleo. And to make a baseball analogy, I think Julian Baker is going to hit for the cycle. Cycle is when you get a single, double, triple home run. Let's make a band analogy out of this, really stretching the metaphor as far as humanly possible. Julian Baker plays solo. She plays in a trio alongside Phoebe Bridgers and Lucy Dacus as part of Boy Genius. And now we got the double, because she teamed up with Torres, an incredible singer-songwriter in her own right, and they are making a country record. Pretty cool. Check out new music from Julian Baker and Torres here on World Cafe. This is Sugar in the Tank.
I love you all the way to hell and back. I love you tied up on the train tracks. I love you clear as day and in the dark. I love you sleeping on my dead left arm.
Funding for KSDP is made possible in part by the King Cove Corporation, operating the Fleets, Inn Hotel, the Heart Lakes Apartments, and the Last Hook Off Tavern. The King Cove Corporation is a proud sponsor of KSDP.
Thank you. You're listening to 830 AM KSDP in Sandpoint, Alaska, K201DA in King Cove, Alaska.
Don't you fall apart while I'm falling apart. Why don't you get in line behind the tears I'm crying? I know our hearts aren't very smart, but you're gonna have to learn. Learn when it isn't your turn. Don't you lose your mind while I'm looking for mine. You're gonna have to stay strong a little longer this time. I know our hearts on a la carte, but baby being blue when it comes to me and you, it's always on the menu. So sit down. I'm gonna be the only one falling apart right now. I'm crying. I know our hearts aren't very smart, but you're gonna have to learn. Learn when it isn't your turn. You're gonna have to keep it together somehow.
Closing the hour with a few bands stretching their country music muscles. Wilco, Cruel Country, the album Falling Apart. Stones off of Sticky Fingers with Dead Flowers. And new music from Julian Baker and Torres, Sugar in the Tank. That does it for us in the cafe, but before we go, thanks to our affiliates nationwide who make the show possible, including West Virginia Public Radio. We make the show from WXPN at the University of Pennsylvania in Philly. I'm Kaleo. This has been World Cafe.
World Cafe is supported by the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation, supporting creative people and effective institutions committed to building a more just, verdant, and peaceful world. More information is at macfound.org. And by the estate of Joan B. Kroc, whose bequest serves as an enduring investment in the future of public radio and seeks to help NPR produce programming that meets the highest standards of public service in journalism and cultural expression.